Hey, everybody. Welcome back to StadiaCast. I'm Bill. That's Lloyd. He's typing a tweet right now, so I'm going to tell you exactly what he's going to say. I'm going to say, how's it going, Lloyd? And he's going to say, it's going really great. I'm excited to talk about Stadia stuff. Did I get it right, dude?
Pretty close. That's almost what I say every single time.
That's right. And then after that, I always say, before we get started, we do record this show live on Sundays at 10 a.m. U.S. Eastern. Sorry about the time zone, daylight savings time stuff. People are still struggling with that. You can head on over to nerdnest.tv, click on the subscribe button, and hopefully we'll see you at the next one. If you are here with us live, first off, thanks for coming and hanging out with us, and you want to make sure that we see your message, you can support the show by using Super Chats. Super Chats highlight your message, and at the end of the show, we make sure to go through each and every Super Chat that comes in and, respond to all of them. If you are interested in clicking on the join button down below, you click on that. It's going to tell you why you should join and become a member. That means sometimes you get early videos and that kind of stuff. And if you're not watching live, if you're here with us after the fact, there's an applaud button that you can use in order to support the show as well. That's finally right. Before we get started on what we've been playing, and I think that's going to be a majority of the show this week, there's some shirts that you can buy at our YouTube channel, nerdnest.tv. Check out the merch. We've got some shirts. The 10K one is only going to be around until the end of this month. So you got 10 more days to pick that up. It's almost like it's something that Nintendo's throwing away at the end of March 31st.
Hey, we're pulling a Nintendo. I was going to grab my game card, but I don't need to do that.
All right, so we start the show each and every time the same way. What have you been playing? Lloyd, what have you been playing on Stadia this week, man?
I've had a little bit of time to check out Dragon Quest XI, the complete edition Echoes of an Elusive Age Turbo Fighting Championship Edition. one of the best JRPGs that have come out over the last couple of years. I pretty much played through the bulk up until like kind of the last bosses on Nintendo Switch. I really, really, really love Dragon Quest XI. So was super excited to see the stealth drop on Stadia and have been playing through. I'm only a few hours in just because of time commitments that I have. And I got to say, the game looks freaking gorgeous. It's running at 4K. It looks 60 frames a second. And I'm blown away that the game looks so good, considering that I played it on the Nintendo Switch, which in docked mode ranged from 720p to 810p, and then in handheld mode was 540p, and then I'm playing that same game in 4K 60 with a glorious 4K screen in front of me, and I feel like I played it the wrong way before, because it just looks so darn awesome on Stadia. So congrats to Square Enix getting this ported over and getting everything running the proper way, because this game just like performs and looks gorgeous on Google Stadia.
Yeah, it's running really well. I have no idea what the resolution or frame rate is. I'm real bad at like eyeballing that stuff, so I just wait until somebody else tells me. But it seems to be playing really well. I did feel like it looked a little soft, like a little bit soft. So I'm not sure if it's quite up there at 4K, or maybe I'm wrong, but I did feel like it looked a little soft, but you're right. It is a gorgeous game. The thing about that game that is absolutely amazing, and I played it on PS4. I did not finish it. I played it. I think I played it a little bit on my PC on game. You know what? No, I installed it on my PC through Game Pass and then never got around to playing it.
Right.
And then now that it's on Stadia, the fact that I can play it in any room, like that's the thing. That's the reason why I keep coming back to the Stadia version of games that I may have already played. I keep coming back to them because I can play it on any screen. Like I can sit here in the Nerd Nest and play it. I can go and sit in, I've got like a little couch and TV over in that part of the room that I can sit down and play games at. We've got a Chromecast in my bedroom across the hall, so I can sit in bed and play it. I can play it on the right. TV downstairs. I can put it on my iPad. I can put it on my phone. It's just, that's the reason, that's the differentiator. The thing that makes it better than everything else is the fact that I can play it anywhere. And like, sure, right. I could have bought it on Switch, but then I have to have the foresight to bring my Switch with me. Like, I have to say, okay, I'm going to make a mental note. I'll put the Switch in a little in its case. I'll put the case in my backpack. I'll bring it with me. All right, now I'm going to take it out and start playing. Where with Stadia, I just, whatever room I'm in, I happen to have a controller in all those rooms. I just pick up a controller and start playing, and it just works. Yep. It's fantastic. So I've been pretty busy this week, but I have snuck some gaming in. And Dragon Quest XI is really fantastic. The voice acting, like this is something I had forgotten about when I had played through it the first time, and I didn't beat it. But holy cow, the voice acting is really great. They've all got these awesome accents, and I feel like they've delivered the lines really well. And the guy that plays the first person that gets added to your party, I can't remember his name off the Eric. The guy that plays Eric is doing an awesome job. And I'm loving that game so much. I did a live first look where everybody was in chat and we were checking the game out together. And I at that point, like, I tried to switch over to 2D mode, and I it doesn't just like switch over, like you have to go back to like a main story beat or something. Do you understand how that works? Because it was very confusing to me, because when I tried to switch, it was like, okay, you want to start over at this point? And I was like, well, that's the beginning of the game. No. And so when I tried it, it did. It started me all the way back at the very beginning of the game, where it was me and the girl whose name I can't remember and the dog who has the eyes that are too close together and puts it in 2D mode. Do you know how that works?
Yeah, so to change from 3D mode to 2D mode, which looks like a Super Nintendo version of the game running, you have to go to a church. Mm-hmm. You talk to the priest in the church. You say, I want to change, switch to 2D mode. And then it wants you to start back at the start of the chapter that you're currently in. So if you are still in the first chapter, it's going to want you to start at the start of the game. Okay. If you're in second chapter, you'll be starting from there. So it's not as seamless as, say, Halo Master Chief Collection, where you hit a key on your controller and it goes from Xbox One graphics to Xbox original OG Xbox graphics with just a button press. You have to switch back and forth at the church, but it's only at the start of a chapter. So if you're almost at the end, that's not something you're going to want to do. You're going to want to wait a little bit till you get a nice little cinematic for whatever the next chapter is.
Yeah, but you know what? Whatever you have to say about the game, first off, it's pretty amazing that they were able to build this game in both 3D and in 2D. Like, it's really, really weird, because I ended up starting back at the beginning and following the dog, I think it's Sandy is the name, you know, going through the cave and stuff. And I was like, this is so weird, because I just went through all of this in 3D mode and now I'm going through it in 2D mode. What a weird thing for them to do. But I think it's very, very cool. The combat is the most traditional JRPG, 1980s JRPG combat that you have ever played. I find it very refreshing. You know, you play games like Bravely Default, Octopath Traveler, these more modern JRPGs, and they don't feel as traditional as Dragon Quest does, even though Dragon Quest has all of these gorgeous visuals and stuff. And same like Final Fantasy 15. There's another Stadia game. The combat is as far from traditional JRPG as you can get. And that's not saying anything bad about that combat system. But it's refreshing to come back to a more traditional system, and I'm just sure. having so much fun playing that game, and I'm looking forward to, you know, building out my party and getting into some dungeons and stuff like that. It's just, it's a fantastic game, and if you haven't picked it up, everybody, it's what, $30 right now?
Yeah, it's very affordable for what this game is, and like Bill said, it is a traditional JRPG, down to the secret island you can go to that has nothing but high level slimes, like metal slimes and liquid slimes that you can kill for major XP. So if you are stuck, you can go grind up just by going to King Slime Island or whatever it's called and killing all the slimes, getting all the experience points and all the items you need for upgrades and things like that. It's just a fantastic game. And like Bill said, the fact that they have a 2D and a 3D version of the game running at the same time is pretty crazy, especially when you understand that they actually developed two separate games and they just link together at the start of the chapter. So you're running... an emulated, essentially, Super Nintendo version with all the same dialogue and enemies and everything when you're playing the 2D one. And then when you go to 3D, you're playing a new modern RPG. It's pretty crazy. And the voice acting, the music, everything about this game is just an A+, which is the reason why it was getting 9s out of 10 when on its original release. Mm-hmm. And it was getting a lot of 10 out of 10s on this remaster version that came out for the Switch and now Stadia. Just one of those special games that is really awesome to see on Google Stadia.
Absolutely. What else have you been playing this week?
I did a first look for Terraria. In fact, I did multiple first looks for Terraria, but I only posted one. I ended up rage quitting through one of them, and I had to like scream out in frustration to get myself centered again. And everyone in my house is just like, "What's happening?" I'm like, "No, I just needed to get rid of some frustration, so I just had to scream out loud. I'm fine now. I'm now recording another video."
Well, hold on, I'm gonna stop you there.
Yeah,
why'd you rage quit? That's got to be an interesting story.
So I was trying to build my initial Heidi home so that I could survive the first night. And I didn't put a ceiling on because I forgot that the eyeballs fly in right at the start. So I was like, oh, crap. So I got to put a roof on this thing. So I'm building a roof. They're flying in. They're killing me. I'm dying in my house. My little guy is running out the two doors, so he's letting trolls and zombies in. So I respawn, and then I immediately die, or I respawn, and I have one heart. And I'm just like, I just want to finish building the roof so that we can finish this. And after doing it, like, I don't know, I died about 10 times. I'm like, you know what? This makes a really bad video. I'm done here. Stopped recording, screamed out in fury. Said, okay, I feel much better, and then started the game, and then I did a good first look. So yeah, Terraria has those Minecraft vibes where you can easily hamstring yourself if you're not too careful, which is exactly what I did on my original first look, which shall never see the light of day. So anyway, I've been playing a fair bit of Terraria. I hadn't played Terraria since I think the original iPad ports. So it was very early on in the world of Terraria when I started playing. And they've added so much to the game. In fact, the version that we're playing on Stadia is newer than the version that is playing on almost any other platform. Because I think consoles are locked to 1.3 and this is 1.5. So we have a whole bunch of updates on the Stadia version that aren't on any of the other console versions. So it's been pretty cool going through, figuring out again how to craft, how to make the proper housing for all the villagers that want to join you, and try to arm myself with bigger and badder equipment so that I can go deeper into the dungeons and things like that. Really, really good game. If you're not familiar, Terraria is essentially a 2D version of Minecraft with bosses that you have to complete. And as you complete the bosses, it unlocks other things. It's just it's one of those super classic kind of survival building games that has really, really kind of separated itself from just being a Minecraft hack or a Minecraft ripoff, which is kind of what I thought it was when it first came out. It's not that at all. It's its own thing. But it's a really good version of Terraria.
It is. I was those of you who like show up right as soon as I post the thing probably noticed that it didn't get posted today until later than usual. And the reason was is because I woke up and I didn't feel like doing anything quite right away. So I went and I sat down and on the couch over there and I was playing some Terraria. And next thing I know, like, I looked at my phone and I was like, oh my God, okay, well, I have to get ready for the day. And so, you know, I went and took a shower, came upstairs, made the thumbnail, posted it. I sent Lloyd a message. Hey, I haven't done anything. Sorry. And he's like, it's okay. I'll do the show notes. Yeah, Terraria is one of those games that I would say is very dangerous to have on any screen. Kind of like before where I was saying, look, the reason I'm so excited about Dragon Quest XI again is because I can play it in a lot of different places. Yeah. I'm not stuck in one spot. And I played a ton of Terraria on my PC back, I don't know, I think like 2012 or something like that. But that world... Right. That world is trapped on my, well, it's probably deleted at this point, but that world was trapped on my PC. And we had it for the Wii U, and I never played it because I was struggling with the controller inputs. Yeah. And I'm still kind of struggling with that. I'm kind of forcing myself to stick with controller until I understand it. I think that they've done some very interesting things probably 5 years ago that have made it, I'm not going to say intuitive, but a lot better than it was before with like the smart cursor and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I didn't really, go ahead.
I was going to say the controller controls are odd, to say the least, and super frustrating when you're trying to place a ceiling and you end up placing more walls and it's like, no, I want a ceiling. And then eyeballs fly in and they kill you and they laugh at you. And then you have to destroy your tombstone before you can finish what you were building. The controller controls are odd. I'm glad that keyboard and mouse is available because that's how I played after my first look. I should have done that for my first look. It would have been a much better video.
Yeah. I'm trying to get the hang of the controller because I want to be able to play on the TV. Yep. Like, that's really where I want to focus, is playing on the TVs throughout the house and maybe also over here. So that's what I was doing, and I'm really enjoying it. Like, I will say this, using a controller to dig is so much better than using a mouse and keyboard to dig because it has that smart cursor feature, and if you're digging left to right, it kind of chips away at the top and then the middle and then the bottom and then top, middle, bottom, over and over and over. And when you're fighting things, it makes it easier too, because you can hit the B button and it will lock on to like an enemy. Like, let's say you're fighting a slime or whatever, you lock onto that slime. If the slime jumps over you and you're using your sword, like he kind of starts stabbing towards the slime no matter which side they're on. And it makes combat actually, I'm not going to say easier, but much more manageable on controller than it otherwise would be. So I think that's pretty cool. But it's a fantastic game, and $10. It's only $10. Like, what an absolute steal! You can dump many hundreds of hours into this game easily, and for $10. What a steal. That game's fantastic. So I've been playing a little bit of that as well.
Yeah, it is surprisingly really, really well done. The smart cursor feature is really nice. Like, when I was building my house, I wanted to put the walls, which are behind you, so the stuff you walk in front, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be really annoying. So I just held down place wall, and it goes all around you, and it's like, oh my God, this is the easiest way to place a background. This is amazing. So yeah, it's a really well done version. I'm happy that it's here on Stadia, just for what Bill said, the fact that you're going to be able to play it wherever you are, which is one of the main features that I like Stadia for.
Yeah. What was I about to say about the, you were talking about the wall. Oh, somebody in chat said, how long do you think before Terraria is going to be a pro game? I mean, it's certainly possible, but... Sure. What are your thoughts?
I don't know, with all of the drama prior to release, if this was already like queued up to be a pro title, none of that drama would be there because the company would have been getting a big money hat from Google to do what they were doing. And they wouldn't have been so quick to say, you know what, it's not coming, period. Google sucks, and then walk away, only to have everything kind of kind of smooth over once his accounts were unlocked. So I don't think it will anytime soon, but maybe in the future. I mean, it's only $10. So I mean, the worst you can do is pay the $10. If you don't like it and you haven't played it for more than 2 hours, you do a refund and you get your money back, and you're golden. That's one of the nice little things that Stadia does, where pretty much no other gaming company does, where you can play a game for up to 2 hours and then refund it if you don't like it.
Well, you can do that with Steam. Yep.
But for consoles, I don't think you can do that on any console platform that I can think of.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. So, I'm sure people in chat can let us know. All right, let's talk about the new releases. I mean, obviously, we talked about Terraria and Dragon Quest XI S, we also have Doom Eternal, The Ancient Gods Part 2. I believe that just came out. My screen's going to go black here just for a second while I fix something. But Doom Eternal, The Ancient Gods Part 2. Did you play the first one?
I played the starting mission of the first one, and it was really hard because it is Doom Eternal. And having not played Doom Eternal for a big chunk before that, I was like, this is too much for me. So I never ended up getting back and playing through much more of that DLC, unfortunately.
And that's pretty much the exact same, the exact same thing that happened to me is Doom has this difficulty ramp up where it starts real easy. And then by the end, you are so amazing at the game. And then playing the DLC after a long absence, like you're still at that like 11 difficulty. Yeah. And I could not play it. So I didn't end up playing Ancient Gods, even though like I had the bundle, so I have it. But there you go. Then for some reason Uno Ultimate Edition is on here for $20. I thought Uno was already on there. I think this is just like
this is the one that comes essentially with all the DLC. So So Uno itself is used to be on the store, and I think they replaced that version with the Ultimate Edition now, which is $27 up here in Canada, $20 in the States. But it comes with like the Rayman, Winter, Just Dance, Flip, Phoenix Quest from that new game. So all those little add-ons, which are usually around $5 to $7, they're all bundling it into this Ultimate Edition.
There you go. And then there's the big one that everybody has been waiting for, which I didn't like. Usually we'll send a request for copies of games, but I didn't request FIFA because it's just not something that I'm interested in. But that's still on sale for $24.
It's a good price.
It's a good price, but like I don't know, like when it goes back to $60, I don't know, seems a little much for a game that's this late to the party, guess. And then we've got Monster Energy Supercross 4, Saints Row the Third, Monster Jam Steel Titans 2, It Came from Space and Ate Our Brains, and Pixel Junk Raiders. Those are all, Avicii Invector. Those are all the new releases recently. Any of those that stand out to you as though that we haven't really talked about that you think we should?
I played a lot of It Came from Space and Ate Our Brains. It's a fun local co-op game. That's really cool. The Kreta, the new versions of Kreta, this is the multi-platform stuff. So I believe it's on Steam now. And it has a season pass now, so you can buy a season pass and unlock 100 tiers of equipment. You can do all that type of stuff. So it's a pretty huge release for the Kreta team to get this new version out and bring it to other platforms as well. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of bubbles up to the surface over the next little bit.
How does that work with your account? Like, if you're playing on Steam and then you want to use it away from your computer, does that work or no?
I think it's cross progression. I haven't looked into it too much. Okay. But yeah, it's available on another platform. Sparrow's here saying it's on Epic. Yeah, that sounds about right. I think it is on Epic, not Steam.
Oh, okay.
But it maybe is coming to Steam. I'm not sure on that. But yeah, it's available not just on Stadia right now. And I believe your account platform or your account is synced to the servers based on whatever platform you have.
Oh, okay. All right, let's move on and talk about some news. Lenovo made an announcement where they are the first PC company to do a collaboration with Google Stadia. Basically, they're offering 3 free months of Stadia Pro if you buy a Lenovo Legion IdeaPad, which I guess are both gaming PCs, is what they say with a little footnote after it. I don't know what that means. what the footnote is. What are your thoughts on this?
I think this is pretty cool. It's kind of a weird partnership because you'd think that would be companies that are making like Chromebooks, and they already have that deal on Chromebook. When you buy a new Chromebook, you get 3 months free of Stadia Pro, but this is moving it from the Chromebook to actual PC gaming, giving a bonus. It's great. A lot of times if you buy a PC that's right off the shelf, you go to your local Best Buy or whatever, you buy a Dell or whatever machine you want, there's always trial software that comes loaded. Usually there's way more than you want. You want to uninstall all that junk. Mm-hmm. But you'll get like 6 months of Office 365. You get 3 months or 12 months of a McAfee virus scanning. You get this app. This is just another one. But it totally makes sense. If you're selling a gaming PC or a gaming-focused laptop, you give people some free gaming content. So this is a really great partnership. And hopefully we see a lot more of this moving forward with other PC manufacturers, because it's a perfect way to do it.
Yeah, I think it's a good move. I think that a better move would be, like, which we're going to see later on this year with, like, LG TVs and stuff like that. I think that would be a better move. For me, if I'm buying a computer, don't preload stuff on my computer. Just don't.
I want you
to ship me the computer. Like, I mean, I haven't bought a pre-built computer in a billion years, it feels like. But back when I did, and it had all of that bloatware on there, like, all that was extra work for me. And as somebody who thinks Stadia is awesome, like, it's... Look, I like that they're giving them an account, and it's essentially just an icon on the screen, like a bookmark. But I don't know, something feels icky about the idea of preloading stuff on people's PC. I've never been a fan of that, but I can understand it. It's probably a good move for everybody involved.
100%. Yeah. Now, when I get a new, if I ever get a PC that is not built by myself, first thing I do when it comes in is I erase it and I do a factory or not a factory. I do a fresh install of Windows 10 and then I start going forward. But in an instance like this, I'm sure they have some sort of app that tells you what promotions you're eligible for. So hopefully even if you do that, you're going to have some way to get your 3 months for free.
Yeah, and Michael Ricci in chat is saying the good thing with Stadia is it's not actually installing anything. It's just a promotion. And I totally understand that and agree with it. I don't know. You see the sea of icons of things that have paid Lenovo money to put their icons on the thing. And I'm not a fan of that. But let's talk about what we are a fan of. Well, maybe Lloyd is. I've never played any of these. But the Life is Strange, True Colors, and Life is Strange Remastered Collection are coming to Google Stadia. Lloyd, do you want to talk about this? Because I haven't played it.
Yeah, Life is Strange is a fantastic game series. It came out a while ago. It was one of those episodic games, which was kind of all the rage for a few years there, where you'd get like your Telltale games and all that stuff, and you'd buy the full game, but then you'd get a random amount of chapters coming out in the future. So you'd pay money and you'd get to play the game over a chunk of time. Life is Strange was a really good one. It deals a lot with mental health and feelings and powers, superpowers, and they're all very different. The third one, called True Colors, is coming to Stadia, and this one looks different, and it looks fun for many, many different reasons. I'm really excited to play this one. The nice change with True Colors is you're not getting an episodic game. You're getting all chapters are on the disc or the download or the stream when you buy it. So instead of having to wait an unknown number of months or weeks for each new chapter in the game, you'll be able to play through them as chapters on the disc or stream version, whichever way you're buying this game. So that's fantastic. And the fact that Stadia is going to be getting the remastered collection as well is huge, because these games are all it's a super powerful series from when I played through it. It does a lot for talking about mental health and feelings and emotions and depression and all those things which are kind of stigmatized in society, or they were very stigmatized. They're a little bit less these days with COVID and stuff like that. So I'm really excited. I think this is going to be a great fit for the platform. And personally, I'm looking forward to replaying the series on newer modern hardware, having to wait for chapters to come out. Just play through the whole thing at once. I'm very excited for this one.
Yeah, and if you want to know more about the series, there is an episode. It was either in season one or season two of 143 Pixels, where one of my guests came on, and that was the game that we ended up talking about, was Life is Strange, the original one, not Life is Strange 2. So if you want to hear a little bit more about it, check out 143 Pixels over at 143pixels.com. All right, let's move on. There's a sale, another sale. You can pick up a Stadia Premier Edition with controller and Chromecast, a $40 discount. That is really a great discount. If I did not have 1,000 Chromecasts in my house, I might be interested in this. What do you think, Lloyd? Are you going to buy one?
It doesn't appear to be available up here in Canada, or I probably would to get another Chromecast, because I only have two of them, and I want a third one for another television. $60 US for that bundle is really good, because that's what the cost of a new controller is,
and you get all that other stuff. Actually, it's cheaper than, isn't a new controller $70?
Oh, that's true. That's true. It's always weird, because I think of Canadian prices,
right?
And so doing the conversion is always tough. This is really good. People are like, see, Stadia's on the rocks. They're getting rid of all their last stuff. I don't think that's the case. I think what's happening is we're going to be getting a new bundle with the new Chromecast. So when that is finally out and available with Stadia running on it natively, and it comes with a power adapter that has an Ethernet port, I think that's what's going to be in the new bundle, which comes with a controller and that thing. So I personally, if I had to guess why this is on sale right now, that would be what my guess is.
So you think that the Sabrina thing is going to have Stadia installable soon?
I think it's going to have Stadia installable soon. We are 3 months in, so we're getting close to we're midway through the first half of 2021, which is what they said in the first half is when it's going to be available. And I think when that finally hits, we'll get a new bundle, which comes with the Sabrina Chromecast, Google TV with Chromecast, and a proper adapter that has an Ethernet port on it. So I think that'll be the next bundle. So they're getting rid of some old stock, getting rid of the last of the Chromecast Ultras, and getting it out there into the market for more people to play Stadia.
Now, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that I know that it doesn't ship with a power adapter that has Ethernet port on it. But I think that it's available. Like, you can buy one, right?
They sell it on their website.
Yeah. And how much is that? Because I'm going to end up buying one or two.
I didn't look into it. Okay. I just saw that they were selling it at one point. I don't know if it's even still for sale. I know there's a lot of third-party ones that work as well. So a lot of people were using stuff just off of Amazon or whatever. I prefer to use the official stuff.
Same.
So I'm waiting until I can go to the website and buy one without having to worry whether it's in stock or not. I think that's what this sale is for, but I've been wrong a lot in the past. So we'll kind of see what shakes out.
Yeah, I'm, and I will end up getting those Ethernet adapters for the Google Home. No, not Google Home. Google TV with Chromecast. The Sabrina thing. It really is hard to say. The Sabrina thing. Because I have two of these in the house. I'm probably going to end up getting a third. The one thing that's holding me back is that it doesn't currently support Stadia. And I know that there's going to be people in chat that say, well, why don't you just use, or why don't you just sideload it? It's because I like doing things like the easy way,
right,
rather than the hard way. And that now there's also people in chat asking, can you use the Chromecast Ultra power cord on the Sabrina one? The answer is no, because the power cord for the Chromecast Ultra is USB-B?
Mini USB.
Yeah, USB-B.
Micro or mini.
Yeah, and then the one that's on the Chromecast with Google TV is USB-C, which is the better of all of the USBs. So, no, you cannot use the old one, which is too bad, because that's what I would do. But, like, I installed GeForce Now on my Google TV, and it was just like search, hit a button, and it starts. You can't do that yet with Stadia, and it's kind of driving me crazy, because now I've got I still have extra inputs that I have to that I have to deal with, but that's okay. We'll survive. I think it's gonna be
I just double checked, and the adapter is available now for purchase on the website. It's $25.99 Canadian, so it's probably $19.99 US for the Ethernet adapter for Chromecast with Google TV. So it looks like it's readily available. I would check previously and it would either be there or not. It looks like it is there now, which is great. So I'm going to have to pick up one of these ones in the near future for sure.
There you go. All right, let's move on. This game, I don't know. I don't think this game looks very good. I think it looks actually kind of like a crappy version of Assassin's Creed or something, but it's Zorro the Chronicles. I don't like the art style. I there's nothing about this game that looks interesting to me except for that it's Zorro, and I remember watching Zorro when I was a kid, but that's not enough to pull me in. What are your thoughts on Zorro the Chronicles? It's coming to everything, by the way, including Stadia.
Yeah, not a game that I'm interested in. This it very much looks it looks odd. We'll put it that way. But not every game needs to be for me, so that's okay. I might not like the way a game looks, but other people might think it's their game of the year, so I don't want to judge the developers or anybody. This is just not a game for me. I don't think
it just when I'm looking at the combat, it feels very,
it looks like DreamWorks videos. So if you ever watched a DreamWorks animated video, either a cartoon or one of their movies, this very much looks like that, which isn't a bad thing. It's just the way that the game looks to me.
I don't know. Like the animations of just him walking right here. You're not going to be able to see it because you're always a little bit behind. But like right here, when he's walking, his cape doesn't seem like it is. I don't know. It feels very low budget, and that's fine. But if you're going to go low budget, then I don't know. Don't have capes. It's kind of hard to do Zorro without a cape, but I don't know. It's just not super interesting to me, but maybe it's interesting to other people out there, and that's totally fine.
Right. Yeah. I agree with you fully on that one. Getting more kids content on Stadia is huge, especially since you can get it on a Chromecast. Having more child friendly games is going to be huge for parents that are maybe looking to buy some titles that their kids can play. So games like that are going to be good on the platform.
Speaking of kids, maybe we're talking about the last kids on Earth. And the Staff of Doom. This is a game.
This looks really good.
Talk about it, because I know nothing about it.
Well, this is a TV series, which I didn't know. I need to check this out. I think it's on Netflix or something like that. So it's one of those shows. And basically, it's the last kids on Earth, because everybody's turned into zombies. And the gameplay for this one looks like a 3D beat 'em up sort of title. This one looks really fun. The voiceover, the animation, and everything looks like this is going to be a fun one to play. So I'm actually really excited about this one. But I'm also really excited about finding out where I can stream this show, so that I can watch it with my kids, because I think this will be fun for the whole family.
Yeah, I do like the... I don't feel like we've had a top-down beat-em-up in a long time. Now, of course, when you watch this video, it says coming to PS4, Xbox Series XS, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and Steam. They do not list Stadia, but according to Stadia source, they went over and they checked out Peggy, who infamously will leak stuff all the time. Peggy, ESRB, everybody out there. And it says that according to Peggy, it's coming to Stadia. These are usually pretty good leaks whenever it's related to ESRB or Peggy. That's how we found out about Terraria. That's how we found out about like a million games that that were leaked ahead of time was from these ratings boards. So Stadia source, they did the work and went and found out that it's coming to Stadia. I think it looks cool, and maybe you'll be end up checking that one out. And you know what? The thing that you were saying about Zorro holds up for this as well. You know, games for kids. Like on Stadia, you load it up. You got The Division 2. You got Doom. You know, a lot of the games are very, very violent games, or they are rated M for whatever the reason happens to be. There's not a lot of family friendly stuff on Stadia. You know, you got Cake Bash, which is great, but
Terraria now.
Yeah, and now Terraria, but there's really not a lot of family friendly stuff that's on Stadia. So I think that that's definitely a little pocket of the gaming industry that is lacking on Stadia is games that are cool for kids. Anyway,
there you go.
The Last Kids on Earth. Go ahead, Lloyd.
I double checked, and it is a Netflix series, so you can check it out on Netflix. And there's 21 episodes right now. There's 3 books that are on Netflix, so I'm gonna have to watch some of these with the kids, see if this is a show that they like, and if so, we'll definitely get the game for them to play.
Now, this is not related to Stadia in the least, but you brought up Netflix, and so I'm going to mention a show that my wife and I are absolutely addicted to, and everybody who's watching this needs to check it out. It is called Kim's Convenience. It is on Netflix. It's so good. Oh my God, that show is fantastic.
It's a Canadian sitcom, and it's one of the best shows on TV for the last couple of years, and it was just canceled at the end of the season, and I'm super bummed about that.
Yeah. Well, we're on season 4, and we've been watching it for like 3 weeks. So, we've been watching like 6-7 episodes a night, just burning through them and having a blast. That show is great. I know, not Stadia related, but hey, maybe they'll bring Kim's Convenience, the video game, to Google Stadia. You can run Mr. Kim's store as like a time management game or something like that.
You can be Opa or I can't remember what they call them. The mother. Is it Oma? Ama.
Appa and Ama.
Appa and Ama. Yeah. You can be those two, and you can run a convenience store. That would be a great game, actually.
It would. All right. Let's get to crowd play. This is where people submit their questions, their thoughts, their things to help us start a discussion. The first one, if you want to submit one, head on over to nerdnest.tv/submit. And Brendan sends in this one. He says, hey, I've been asking around for a long time about wheel support on Stadia. It would be amazing for games like F1 2020, Grid, Farming Sim 19, and many more. What are your thoughts and or ideas? Now, first off, thank you very much for taking the time to send in a comment. My initial thought would be, wouldn't that work in tandem mode? But I guess that it doesn't. Like a friend of ours, Richard, he loves racing games and stuff like that, and I think he has F1 2020, and I think he was having that same battle that that Brendan was having, is that he can't get the mouse or the wheels to work at all. What do you think is the holdup there? Because it's when they first launched Stadia, they said if it's an HID compliant controller, it will work. And I would assume that all these controllers are HID compliant, aren't they?
I would think so. I would definitely think so. Usually, like a steering wheel controller, it'll just emulate like one of the analog sticks or something.
Yeah.
So when you're moving it, it adjusts the analog stick left and right. I'm actually surprised that a game like F1 doesn't support it through HID, especially if you're playing on the PC. It should just look at what controllers are available. There must be some issues with having to have a Stadia controller active for the game to start. But you'd think, as you said, tandem mode would be a solution for that. It's probably not high up on their list to fix right now, but you'd think this would be something that they should be working on, because yeah, there's a lot of people that love playing with their full rigs. Like an old podcast partner of mine, Will, he had a full cockpit and he would do like the 24 hours of Le Mans race, and him and his team, they would do 8-hour shifts for 24 hours, and they would be streaming that stuff. I don't get that, but there's a lot of sim racers out there that completely think that is a great way to spend a day. So giving them the tools to do that would be a fantastic thing. So yeah, hopefully that comes to Stadia soon.
Yeah, I don't understand what the holdup is, but it's definitely, I mean, look, the number of people who play sim racers is pretty low when you compare it to other games. And then when you look at that smaller subset of people, you then further subdivide that into people who are willing to buy a wheel. And so I can right. understand why they would put it low on the list of priorities, but I just thought that it would just automatically work because of HID stuff. Like, that's the whole point of HID. Yep. Jerome Spud in SPPD13 in chat says, Crew 2 is adding more and more content. I love it. I didn't know that they were adding more content to that game. That's pretty cool.
It is. I thought the game was dead when it arrived. Like, not dead, but completely like
finished.
This is it. This is the game. This is all you're getting when it came to Stadia. But they keep adding new challenges, new races, new whatever, new content for cars and planes and things like that. Yeah, it's great. It's really great.
All right, so we were talking about controllers. Let's continue to talk about controllers. This one was submitted by William Millard. He says, I've seen the beginning of the controller revolution with cloud gaming. Purchased a Razer Kishi Xbox Edition for Stadia / Game Pass. Even a great pocket-sized 3-bit dough, I think he means 8-bit dough controller. But see many more entering the market. What are some of your favorites? All right, so Lloyd, what are some of your favorites? He's reaching for one right now. He's going to hold up the 8-bit dough controller. I have that same one.
One of my favorite controllers of all time. I bought it with the phone clip on it, so I can put my phone in it for when I am eventually going to be able to play Game Pass on my iOS device. I'll be able to use it for that and also for other things. Really, really great controller. They're coming out with Generation 2, so it'll be an SN30 Rev 2, which looks pretty much the same, but it has some additional support, and it has the paddles on the back, so you can set two keys to do additional things for people that play Fortnite and other stuff like that need more controls. 8-Bit Dough makes just amazing products. I love every controller of theirs that I've ever tried.
You know, I agree with you. I think that I have a different color variant controller of the same one of the 8-bit dough SN30 Pro Plus. I also bought the clip, and my phone's just too heavy to really enjoy clip, because when, like, I have, I don't know what phone you have. I have the iPhone 11 Pro, and like, it's heavy. It's very heavy. It's steel and glass. It's a very heavy phone, and when you put it in that clip, it just pulls your wrists down. Like, I'm not saying it's too heavy to hold on to, but it's just not comfortable, and I can't imagine playing it for any length of time like that. So if I'm going to play on my phone, which I'm probably not going to do, I would probably be more inclined to do one like the Razer Kishi, the one that where like your phone goes into it, and it's like it's like almost like a Nintendo Switch thing on the sides.
Yeah, there's the Kishi, and there's what's it called? The Backbone, I think, is the other one.
The Backbone.
There's a bunch of ones that like that apparently work really well. I have a work phone, so I have to use this huge otter case on it. So a lot of those things don't play nicely with my phone, and I don't want to keep popping in and out of a phone case. So I've been trying to get away with just the clips, which obviously is not the optimum way to be playing games on a phone.
Yeah, and I do have the Claw. It was sent by a viewer. They sent me a version of the Google's Claw. It's over there someplace. I keep it over there because if I'm over here, I don't need it. So it's usually over there. And I think that's much better than the SN30 Pro Plus, plus the addition of using an actual Stadia controller means that the latency disappears. Don't start being pedantic and telling me, oh, there's still latency built. Yes, I know that there's still latency, but it's not enough that I notice it. When I play with a regular controller, like a Bluetooth controller or something, I notice the latency. I don't notice it when I'm using a Stadia controller, but I don't notice it when I'm using a mouse and keyboard. It's a weird thing. I'm not sure. They've definitely improved over the last little bit, but the latency is great with the Stadia controller. And honestly, that's one of the huge advantages. You know, I've been using a lot more GeForce Now lately because I've been playing Valheim, and Valheim's on there. The latency on GeForce Now is way worse than it is on Stadia, and I think that's because they don't have their own controller. I think that all of these cloud gaming solutions, be it Game Pass with Xbox or GeForce Now, they should take a page out of Stadia's book and sell controllers that connect via Wi-Fi instead of via Bluetooth. I think it would make that experience better.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is all of our content for today. Thank you all for listening. Anything you want to get to before we get out of here, Lloyd?
I don't think so. There's a lot of really great content dropping for Stadia these days, including Avengers just got the second set of DLC. There's the Hawkeye DLC, and apparently it is really, really good. Even though they've gone in and they've changed it so it's harder to level up, which to me is crazy for a game that is kind of dying on a vine, that they make it harder to get to level 50. I haven't gotten in to play through any of the Hawkeye stuff on a new character, or he would be a new character. I need to do that over the coming weeks because I really am excited for it. But there's between that, Phoenix Rising is getting DLC in a couple weeks. We have the multiplayer stuff on Watch Dogs Legion. We have all this DLC coming to games that are already on Stadia. So even though people are saying, well, there's not that many games dropping, we're getting so much other stuff added to the games that we already have as well, which is easy to forget sometimes. So get out there and play some games, folks.
That's right. All right. Have an awesome day, everybody. Thanks for listening or watching StadiaCast. Don't forget to click on the YouTube buttons down below because they really do help. And Lloyd and I will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Take it easy, everybody.